I want to go back to schools for a moment and how some of them are reconsidering plans to start in-person classes with the coronavirus pandemic going through its second wave or continuing its first, depending on your definition. About 240 districts started the school year with all remote learning. The idea was to shift to in-person classes after they took care of staffing, equipment repairs to reopen safely. Some say now it might be better to wait until 2021. Patterson and Newark, who are the largest districts in New Jersey, already said they're delaying in-person learning until late January. Other places like Dover, Morris County, Garfield, they're going to continue to monitor public health information as their plan at the moment is for a November opening. This comes as we've seen coronavirus cases reaching highs not seen since May, along with hospitalizations. They're saying there'll be more cases but fewer deaths, since younger people account for more of the infections, you know, the people who are not supposed to get coronavirus, and the treatments are improving too. It's also being stressed that cases have been traced mostly to private gatherings rather than schools or businesses, so restaurants and other indoor, quote-unquote, non-essential businesses are breathing heavy, but they're breathing a sigh of relief that a massive wide-sweeping lockdown won't be reinstalled in New Jersey anytime soon. Mentioned Garfield, special needs students returned to classrooms in two rounds back in early part of October 12th and 19th. They plan to open buildings to all students November 9th, but somewhere between 35% to 40% of the student body, 5,000 students, are saying they want to continue remote learning. There's other schools, they've also temporarily switched to remote learning. After positive tests, Ramsey, Pascack Valley, Glen Rock High School, DeMont Middle School, Passaic County Tech, Riverdale High School. Riverdale, they've had a positive case, but they've remained open, strangely enough. Two elementary schools in Morris School District reported cases. District officials quarantined those in the affected classes and anyone who came in close contact with the individuals. Then late last month, Morristown High School reported three positive cases, so that forced 37 people from the school to quarantine.